Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 115, recorded on January 6th, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wesley Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Today on the show, we got Wolf 21.
What's up, Wolf?
I'm a creeper.
Yes, he is a creeper.
It's a creeper.
Good thing you don't have chroma key turned on. It'd be like just eyes.
Invisible
and a face.
Creeper.
Where'd you get them fine creeper from?
For supporting the two-player productions, the Minecraft story of Mojang.
Yeah, Brent's got his package here, too.
His package.
He's very happy about his little creeper, and he's got his diamond edition of the movie.
Signed edition.
Nice. Signed numbered edition. And signed.
Numbered and signed.
2474, so I guess I wasn't that early. But
that doesn't matter.
But, yeah.
Have you watched the extras yet?
I haven't watched the extras yet.
205.
Have you watched the extras, Wolf?
I have not.
Okay.
Just the full movie.
So who knows what's in there?
I know.
Oh, I can't wait.
There could be some video of that night.
Uh-oh.
And I talked to him this week. We're going to get him on the show.
Yay!
Awesome. So we've been waiting to do that for a while, and looking forward to it. So it'll be a lot of good stuff.
So, Wolf, what's been going on with your channel lately?
Live stream or YouTube?
Whatever.
A lot of live streaming, lots of hardcore. Spoiler, I died last week.
I had
a fossil and archaeology mod going, and I dug downward to get some coal and fell into a ravine.
Oh no.
So it was like not even like insta just fall into lava and die. It was just like you fall and you're like 3, 2, 1 splat.
Oh,
man.
I was growing like T-Rexes. I lost a T-Rex. I lost a woolly mammoth. I don't know how you can lose like huge dinosaurs, but evidently you can.
How do you feel about that? I mean, does that make you want to do it again, or does it frustrate you?
Do you like rage quit?
Well, as soon as I'm done with my hardcore season, I start the new season the following every Tuesday on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/wolf21. I do Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I start my hardcore series, and if I die during that time, then the following week I start the next season. So season 6 will be this Tuesday, and I have to figure out a whole compilation of mods I'm going to do for this particular season.
Okay.
Are you taking like fan feedback to see what they want once you play?
The big one I'm doing right now, I want to do a new Mo Creature series as a normal series, not hardcore, because it is frustrating, like, once you die and everything that you do in, like, all the mining and growing stuff and finding everything that's in the mods after dying, it is very frustrating. Mm-hmm. But this new series I'm starting on Monday, which will be a normal Let's Play. I'll probably live stream some of the videos, too. I'm going to do Mo Creatures, Thawncraft, Mistcraft, Metallurgy, Battle Towers, Ruins, Raise Minimap, Optifine Shaders, Weather Tornado Mod, Armor Status, Not Enough Items, Inventory Tweaks, Iron Chests, Stalking Creepers, Backpacks, and Extra Biomes are all those mods I'm going to be installing.
Wow,
that's a nice list.
For this year. I might install a couple more, but this one's going to be pretty big, so I'm excited for this particular series.
Now, I'm curious, what are Stalking Creepers? Have you looked this up?
If they find you, like if they're right behind you, they will actually wait behind you until you turn around to blow up.
What? Like trolls.
They actually stalk you better than the actual Minecraft, like what they do.
That's pretty funny.
Wow, so I'm looking forward to that too.
It'd be nice if they went all Blair Witch on you and like left things in front of your door just to let you know I'm on your trail, Wolf. Here's a little wolf body or something.
Well, can you imagine if like five of them came up on you too, and like all of a sudden you turn around, there's like five of them there.
Instant death.
That'd be horrible.
Oh, God.
There are some other mods too that I found that other creepers will be more aggressive and they'll actually try to blow up through the wall to get you. Whoa. So there are some other mods out there that make them more, I don't know, a lot more angry, and they just try to go after you. It's pretty hilarious.
Man.
Are you scared? What scares you the most? Like, what mob scares you the most when you see him in game?
Cave spider. Anything that's poisonous.
Yeah.
Cave spiders always, because as soon as you get hit, you know you're going to go down in health, and if you get hit more along the way, then you're just going to die that, especially in hardcore, because you got to watch out. You always got to keep like a bucket of milk on you, or just potions of regeneration, things like that. But poisonous stuff, like especially with moat creatures, I mean, scorpions, I think there's only one snake that's poisonous. There's so much stuff to look out for. So yeah, poisonous stuff, I'd say probably the worst.
And like we ran into some wither skeletons the other day on our FTV world. Mm. And that, those could be pretty, you know, like, because you're sitting there, you don't know how much health you have.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
Like, well, I don't know. What's going on?
Yeah, I found the best defense, apparently, is to make a too high doorway, because they can't get through it.
Oh.
So just put the nether bricks up around, like, something, and they just sit there like, can't get you. And you poke them through it. So I've noticed, too, you do a lot more streaming than YouTubing lately. Is that kind of plan that you're going with is more Twitch, less YouTube, or
it's going to be a balance? I think this year is me more focused on really finalizing and putting a schedule to particular Let's Plays, and especially if like new games come out and everything like that. So it's more of a balance between this, because I love live streaming. I love the live interaction. I love the chat interaction. I love the instant feedback. Mm-hmm. The just live is just a whole different beast than doing Let's Plays. But I can understand people either not being able to watch because of where they live. You know, if you're overseas, you're 6 hours ahead. Or in Australia, you're like, you know, completely 12 hours ahead of us. You know, timing-wise, not everybody can watch a live stream. So that's why I know people like Let's Plays, because you're very specifically focused on what you're doing besides just the chat interaction. But I love doing it live. It's the best.
Well, I think one of the things you're really good at is scheduling things. I think people like that. What is the current schedule?
Right now, we're going to get back into our podcast on Mondays for LLN. So that'll be coming back at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Tuesday's Minecraft Hardcore at 8 p.m. Wednesday is Casters Wednesday. What we're probably going to do, like a hardcore world. Server world, so gonna get a bunch of just casters on Twitch and from YouTube and all play together, and if you die you get banned from the server. Nice. And then the rest of the days are just pretty much open right now, but I have to tweak the rest of the schedule for this year.
Sweet. Well, you know, we just started something new with our FTB server, and we just whitelisted you, so if you jump into that, you've got a home if you want it.
Yeah, definitely, because that's one of the things I was looking forward to for my next series on YouTube, was if I wanted to add in all like the machines and pipes and redstone stuff and like everything like that, I'm like, I don't know if I think I want more of a fanciful exploring type series on YouTube, and then eventually I want to dive into like the Feed the Beast type, know what all the mechanics does, like do a whole like, you know, excavation of just let turtles go and mine stuff for a while I go out and adventure. And so I look forward to joining your server.
Cool. Yeah, so this server is open to all the guests who have been on the show throughout the years, and also our mods who mod the chat room and the servers and our public server. We'll see how that goes.
Easy just popped into chat, and I just whitelisted her.
She was a guest. I mean, a lot of the guests and people that are whitelisted are YouTubers or are entertainers of some sort. So it'd be kind of neat to see like who does a series on the
in the shenanigans.
Yeah, you know, we can walk over and see what people's builds look like and stuff. So,
plan traps.
Yeah, traps what? And pranks nah. and. But we do. I guess we have to figure out like the RAM and the juice behind the machine. Like we need to make sure it's oiled.
Yeah, but Pro Hosting is gonna MC Pro Hosting is taking care of that for us. And speaking of, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsors. Each and every week, we have incredible sponsors of our shows. These are individuals and servers as well. The first one this week is Zillinder, who says,
ah.
Yeah, she said,
you've put out at least one episode of Control Point a year since 2007. Do not break the tradition in 2013.
We put out one episode per year? That's interesting.
At least one.
So, yeah, we have to do an episode this year. Just one.
And then Raider Guy, who says,
I missed New Year's, so happy Sunday!
happy Sunday. And 5, Jason C., who says,
when it's homework time, that means it's time to listen to The Shaft. Love the show, guys. Thank you, Jason C., 5 Jason C.
And then Zillinder's evil twin. Shush.
Want your silly idea featured on The Shaft? $10 will buy you a way around Astragali's watchful eye.
I'm not sure if that evil laugh was enough. I think it should have been more like... And then last but not least, Mr. Mapple, who says,
so I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that works too.
Sad face.
And of course, our server sponsors this week, we have Talgon Craft, who wants you to check out their YouTube channel, which is Talgon Craft. So go to youtube.com/Talgon Craft
today. We have The Watershed, who sponsors with us a lot. You go to mc-thewatershed.net, and they have a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with YouTube adventures and more.
And awesome, Zillinder, who wants you to go to youtube.com/GameZillinder, and that's Game, GameXYLINDER, and subscribe for daily Minecraft videos, topic-specific videos with a new theme every day. So go check it out.
I'm subscribed.
And last but not least, LordBones.com, weekly Minecraft videos, and this week, Boulet Field Adventure RPG with quest, story, and achievements. And, you know, Lord Bones actually sponsored a whole month at a time, and he was going to send in new ads, but I haven't heard from him. So I don't know. I hope everything's okay. Mm. Everybody go check out the channel and say, hey, The Shaft wants to know if you're okay and if you want to change up your message.
And did you say Boulet Field? Like,
Boulet. I don't know. It's B-O-U-L-E.
I think it's Boulet Field.
Boulet?
Yeah, Boulet Field.
Could be.
That's how Ars Malik says it, and I don't know. Okay. I tend to think he knows everything.
Does he know what is about to happen?
Maybe not.
Our journeys.
I'm not getting the spins right.
So I've had a big week this week.
Yeah?
I've been playing a lot of FTB.
Yeah, okay. So we have a new FTB server. We put the finale out.
If anybody was watching the show last week live, right before our internet went down, you got to hear Brent destroy our server. And the video of that event is now up.
He nuked it. Like, not one nuke, but...
Like 50?
Way too many.
Yeah.
And it made the biggest... Actually, a very, very nice looking crater.
Yeah.
Like, very round. Like, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a build.
A lot of the YouTube comments were, oh man, I got to do that and build a fortress in there.
Yeah. So that ends the whole season of FTB. All the stuff we've made and all the stuff we worked on, it's all gone. So we started a brand new server. I don't know, Brent will probably end up blowing that one up in a few months.
I almost did last night.
No backups?
No, we're backing this one up.
Yeah, this one this one is our like open server, you know. This is the one for guests and stuff, so we'll try to be good.
But Brent last week, he was trying to update the server, and some of the mods wouldn't go on right because there were already mods with those names in place, so he deleted the old mods, not realizing that the data files were stored inside the mods themselves.
Well, I'm not sure where they're. I deleted a lot of stuff I shouldn't have. I did horrible things. Horrible, horrible things that I shouldn't have done.
And he's
so I don't want to blame it on the mods or the mod creators. It was all me. Somehow.
So and, maybe Brett shouldn't touch it at all then.
Yeah, just be careful
if, somebody else.
If you're messing with the server, because the data for some of those mods are stored somewhere that you can probably find easy enough if you're looking. But if you're not looking and you just want to delete stuff and make Wes unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah, because it made me sad. I was so sad I made a very touching montage at the end of the video.
It's very sad.
Remembering the good times we had in our FTB season one world.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Without me, there wouldn't have been that video.
People are saying in the comments to the video that it made them cry.
Yeah.
So
the more people you can get onto the server, then the more people Brent can make mad by blowing everything up.
You can harass many people.
Nice. I was very responsible. Like this week, someone showed me how to. Actually, it was Opaque Mango showed me how to do the. portal gun to the moon and suck people and world in. And so that was a lot of fun. And I only destroyed one mountain. Only one mountain was destroyed in the fun with the portal guns. Mm-hmm. And we may be removing that mod off the server.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it kind of killed the last one, too, right? It was like an infinite animal spawner. Like, it created some
weird bug
loop through time and space.
Bug.
Yeah, it's very weird. We portaled in like animals into our farm, so we didn't have to like drag them back with wheat and crap. And we came back the next day, and like our farm, like how long we spent like an hour just killing mobs.
Yeah,
constantly.
we had to. The problem was they had reproduced to such numbers that like it would log you out. You couldn't play.
Yeah,
there were so many cows and pigs and sheep around you. So we would have to log off and then log back in. And while the next chunks were filling in with mobs, you had to kill as many as you could. And probably after, 30 or 40 disconnects and reconnects, we got it down to where you could almost stay on the server without quitting again.
And then, like, 3 hours later, they were all back.
Yep.
So
that's when resorted to the nuclear option.
So yeah, you're going to whitelist all of us to the FTB server and just say, like, there's too many logins, and the console's going to say Brent and 500 cows.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactamundo.
But so we killed the old server and we made the new one. I've also been doing my working draft stuff. I started working on my geothermal power in my working draft treehouse, which I was very excited about. Working draft, by the way, changed to Direwolf 20 pack. So they have Thaumcraft now and Red Power, which I am supposed to mess around with at some point in time. But then Brent remade our FTB server, and then we both got kind of myopic on it a little bit.
Big words. Big words.
Myopic.
Yeah. And I think you're going to kind of freak out when you log on to it, Eric. There's like tons of stuff going on.
Is it good looking? I'd go in there and spruce it up.
I don't know how myopic I got, but do I need a doctor for that?
Yes.
That scares
myopic
me.
Condition.
You're going to love it, Eric. Like, we've set it up where I think you're going to go to town and make it look a lot better for us.
Okay.
But it's got good bones.
Good bones.
Good bones, yeah.
Good biome and like stuff like that were around.
Yeah.
We're in an actual.
Rules, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a village like
just over 50 the hill.
Yards away.
Like, okay. Real close.
Got an oil well nearby.
Hmm.
A red cobblestone mountain.
Hmm.
You've never seen that, have
no,
you?
No, I've never seen that. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Wes, when you started using, or everybody on, did you start like watching Let's Plays or tutorial videos, or did you have somebody teach you how to do all the crafting for all these different mods?
We were actually just kind of talking about that. Like, we have been very disappointed with almost all of the tools for how to learn to do this stuff. Like, nobody is concise and quick. Or complete. Like, you'd figure that the wikis and stuff would be really complete. These are the things that you will need. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's very sparse on information.
The best information I've found so far has been chat room. Papuli, thank you. Like, like, people in the chat room will sit there and they know like what they're talking about. But then there's also some things that they get to and they're like, well, I think this because the data just doesn't seem to be there. So there's some kind of confusing stuff. So, yeah, we're talking about working on that.
Maybe putting some stuff together.
So you shouldn't have a hard time at all, Wolf. I mean, you like interacting with live audience, and you have so many people watching you. You'd probably just get quick answers and, you know, quick complaints.
Oh, definitely. I mean, as long as everyone's patient with actually, like, giving out information and being like, it's almost like learning Redstone and somebody trying to teach you through chat. People are like, no, you're placing it wrong. It goes on the other side. And you're like, I don't know what the other side is. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's what I mean. Like, that's why I didn't want to add in all this other stuff to the series, because I'm like, I would love to have machines to do stuff for me while I went out and venturing and died 5,000 times. But I'm like, I was kind of timid. I'm like, I'd rather have, like, yourselves or, like, Chancellor or Mango or Stevie G to actually, like, people that have used it before and has grown with all the different versions of all these machines and pipes and Redstone stuff to actually, like, to go through it step by step. But what your series sounds like, it sounds fantastic to actually go through it, like, break it down, do it through the basics.
Yeah.
And speaking of Opaque Mango, he's really knowledgeable and stuff. So if people are wanting to get into it, check out his stream too. It's definitely some good information.
He's who I ask. He and Doc Redstone are the two on Working Draft I ask questions of for industrial craft stuff. And then if there's any forestry or bee craft stuff, I ask Jaded Cat.
Oh, yeah. Did Opaque get on our server yet? Or
yeah, he was on there last night.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, that's cool. He's on like a bunch of FTB servers, isn't he?
Yeah, he was checking out stuff. I don't know if he'll be playing on there at all, but
He's just
checking
inspecting.
Out.
He could be the inspector, make sure everything's up to code.
You kind of need that, I think.
It's true. I invited him in. I said, hey, Opaque, how would you like to look at my magma crucible? Isn't this magnificent?
Tell me what I've done wrong.
Is anything wrong with it? Yeah. Is it going to blow up on me?
Are we going to have a big hole here later?
Big crater.
Yeah.
Light, build a new home. Episode 2, new home. Episode 3, new home. Episode 4, new home.
Season 1, 20 episodes long. Season 2, 6. Yeah. Season 3, 2.
Let's see. We did some cool stuff up to the very end of the series. We battled Naga in the Twilight Forest, which was pretty cool. And then we had a whole episode on meeting the Quest Ram, which was ridiculous but cool.
Yeah.
And then this week we started cranking back the snapshot videos. So we did a snapshot video, really fun. Got to play with all the new stuff, the hopper and all the, you know, the light panel thing, the solar or daylight sensor. Did some cool stuff on that and got a lot of good response. I guess it probably came from Yogscast. They liked the video and everybody came in to watch it, and so we thank them for that.
Yeah.
And so I can't wait for the next snapshot. I mean, this one was so fun. It was hard to ignore, really. I mean, some big changes, you know, analog signals was, you know, one of the big ones. So we'll see what happens next Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, that's when we went to lunch before we came here. And that's one of the things we're talking about is that Minecraft, they need to embrace like this FTB cycle, seeing what people are getting interested in and then take it further. Like, okay, we see what can be done. Well, show us what we don't even know can be done yet and keep pushing it. And I think as long as people can go back and play the old jars, if they don't want to play the new stuff, then, you know, it's all good. Like, put in whatever and just embrace it.
Yeah. We haven't played with one feature that was broken on A. They put out a B snapshot and they fixed a bunch of stuff, but it was the Redstone Comparer. Which actually, they talked about adding a capacitor on the Redstone, or during the Jeb Dinnerbone, like the whole panel they had. So they talked about that, but they ended up replacing the capacitor with the comparer. But it was like absolutely broken though.
Yeah.
You know, the first day, and then now it's fixed. So like, I think maybe we'll look at it again and see kind of what we can build with it. Maybe make a video on that. So.
So what have you been up to this week, Wolf?
Said live streaming every day, other than dying from hardcore, getting this series set up and trying out. Forge does amazing job with just plopping in the zip file or jar file to install the mods. It makes it really easy. So you're surprised how much you can actually cram into one full thing, and hopefully it doesn't crash. Especially with like different like terrain generation and doing like metallurgy, Thaumcraft and Mistcraft and all that stuff that add in all the ores to the game. So I was my bulk of trying to get that finished with so I can start recording that either like after the stream or tomorrow. Just as I said, been on live streaming a lot more. I did my little snapshot video, which just I like quick and concise videos that tell you, here's a crafting recipe. If there's a lot better experts out there that know how to do redstone, like Seth Bling and stuff like that, it'd be like, if you want to know how to do all the inner workings of that stuff, you know the people that you can go to. I just like the quick crafting recipe and be like, here it is. There's the item. It could be like, 5 minutes long, things like that. Just looking at different mods and checking them out. Just recording different stuff, different maps. I'm definitely interested to do some more Let's Plays of like, I definitely want to do a Herobrine Mansion. I didn't get a chance to do that yet, but it looks awesome, mm-hmm. especially with the command blocks.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've been looking at that one too. It is cool. The only thing is, like, everybody's doing it, so it's one of those things. It's like, it seems kind of like catch
20. Overplayed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it at one time there were like 5 or 6 big channels doing it simultaneously, but we're over the hump.
Yeah.
So I think now it's okay. I just don't want to like flood somebody's inbox with like the same thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, they have like 6 to choose from, and they're probably going to choose somebody that they like more. I don't know. Who knows?
But you get a large majority of people that are going to specifically watch you anyway. It's just like,
yeah.
Like if somebody was to do a Skyrim series now, it's just like, would people actually watch it, or do people actually like watching you for your personalities?
Yeah.
I agree with Wolf. I'm more on the end of, it's like, if we based it on that, like, would we be doing YouTube videos? Because they all do YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I mean, just the inherent nature of it. So, We better not do any YouTube videos. They're already being done.
Yeah.
I haven't watched anybody else's Herobrine series. I would watch your guys.
So
look, that is there a huge go. Endorsement
That's
right there.
One right there.
Yeah. Bing.
Definitely. No, because it's your methodology of editing, too. Like, Eric does a fantastic job of putting music and his editing. Like, everything that you do in your Let's Plays have been amazing. So I give you major props for doing that. Like, that's a step above anybody else.
Oh, thank
you. And Wes has been doing a great job, too, lately, too.
I'm basically just copying Eric. Like, I'm like, what has Eric done that has impressed me? Why don't I try that,
Yeah.
And, like, I've started doing more editor gags, like, where I try to approach the piece as an editor, as opposed to just presenting the story. I go, how can I augment it with my tools?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
And like, I end up wasting my time on a lot of silly things like montages at the end of our FUB series and stuff like that.
Make everybody cry.
Yeah.
And then the one I want to edit, I can't get us to play. So we just gotta play.
Is it Aronov's mansion.
I know it's old.
He's been wanting to do that since like last year.
Yes. Yeah. I can't get. Oh, that's like 40 hours. Just give me an hour. Okay, well, I think we all kind of meshed our weeks in together good there. So why don't we go find out what's happened in the news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So, how are you guys doing? It's really good to talk to all of you about the news as opposed to making doo-doo sounds.
Okay.
Can't stop it.
The news. Sorry about that.
I don't.
What just happened?
I have a personal distaste for things going leading in or out of our bumpers. Like, the bumpers should be clean in and of themselves. We shouldn't have to add sound effects to them
we
afterwards.
We had a pre-bumper and a post-bumper.
Yeah.
To every
That's
bumper.
That's what makes it fun, though.
No, it's not.
You never know what type of bumper you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, we had Snapshot 13W01A and B this week. Huge changes.
Huge.
Like the first
stone.
Yeah, like but cool stuff that like you haven't seen in the game before. The first one being the daylight sensors. And basically when it's sunlight, it outputs a redstone signal equivalent to the daylight level. So as it gets further into the day, it puts out more energy over the redstone, so it'll reach farther. So you can set up things like okay, when it reaches this point in the day, I want this to happen,
Yeah.
And it's very, very cool.
And And I kind of, we've got a couple comments on our videos that, not about our videos, but about the items, like that they'll say, oh, they're putting in the hopper. They're just stealing that from such and such. And that annoys the crap out of me, because it's like, do you not want the game to ever get anything new? Or you, look at the list of what's added here.
Yeah.
And you're picking out one item and saying they're copying, like, and it just drives me nuts. And I'm just like, oh, get over it.
Yeah. But the but the hopper's pretty cool. Basically, you can attach it to an item, and it will feed things into that item that you stack up in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you had a furnace and you wanted to, you know, cook X number of things, you could put it in the hopper, and it'll feed it in and out.
Mob grinders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just really cool.
Yeah.
Auto potions and.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So some other things that were in the update, there are comparators. You take two incoming redstone signal strengths, and it'll do a comparison on it. There are trap chests. So you can wire up a chest with redstone, basically, and make it do stuff.
Don't give that to Brent.
I've already wired up a Tesla coil for people to have fun with.
Nice. There are weighted pressure plates. The more items that are plate, there's a light pressure plate and a heavy pressure plate, and the more items you put on it, the more signal it puts out. Then there's nether quartz, which is a new ore in the nether that's used to make the some of the new items. And then there are, when you can smelt nether rack now and create nether brick that you get from fortresses.
Yep.
Nice stuff in there.
Nice. And we did a little snapshot video. You should go check it out if you have any questions about anything. It was a lot of fun.
Let's see. Yeah. Also here, 4J Studios close out 2012 with 5 million sales of Minecraft Xbox 360.
Oh, my mama.
Crazy.
4J Studios makes of the Xbox 360 edition of Minecraft had much to celebrate at the end of the 2012 on New Year's Eve sales of the game past 5 million. They've still got a ways to go to eclipse the sales figures for the desktop version, close to 8.8 million. I've been surprised they're actually that close.
I am,
but,
too.
But considering the Xbox Live edition has been around for a much shorter period of time, 5 million is nothing to be sneezed at. In other news, a bug fix for Title Update 7. Is scheduled for the release this month, and that's the Xbox Live edition.
And I think that the Xbox version is really popular with like kids, like because they can get with their friends and they can sit there and play on the same screen.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's. I mean, I can't imagine playing on Xbox as a PC user.
Oh yeah.
No. I haven't launched my Xbox to play Minecraft in since it first came out.
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like I'm going back to like the Stone Age of Minecraft, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, we progressed for so long, like started in like alpha, like way early alpha, and it's just like, oh, this is what it was like when playing the old school Minecraft. Like,
yeah, it's like turning back time.
Mm-hmm.
So this week I had a maintenance dude come and fix a heater in my apartment, and he looked over and I was working on the snapshot video. I was working on some builds or whatever, and they come in and they're working, and then when they leave, one of the guys comes over. Is that Minecraft? It's like, yeah, it is. Oh, my kids play that on the phone. I was like, that's kind of a weird, like, that they only play it on the phone. Like, you know, he's kind of a redneck, you know. I mean, it could have been like an iPhone or Android. I don't really know, but it was just so vague. It's like. So I guess there's people out there that just pick one platform and that's the one they do. And like the phone platform is just an interesting one that I don't know. Not a lot of people I know play it on the phone. I don't know. But
convenient.
I guess, yeah, it is convenient. Yeah. But strictly on the phone, that'd be a little weird.
And we talked a little bit about this next item last week, but we'll go ahead and a little bit more into it. The Cube Champion Kickstarter, trying to bring esports commentary to PvP. Anthony Silvia, who works professionally in a TV sports production field, is looking to take that knowledge and use it to produce new Minecraft PvP esports series called Cube Champion. And they've opened up a Kickstarter. And they're hoping to just get a little over $5,000 to make the series. They've got 3 weeks remaining. So I'll provide a link to that in the show notes, and you can find out more about it.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, they've only got 11 backers so far and $242 with 20 days to go. So it's not looking so hot. I mean, I know most of these kind of get towards the end there, but
yeah,
if that's something you're interested in, you know, go help out and support.
Indeed.
We actually talked about doing an esports series a long time ago, a nice like spleef, but it was kind of just like, can you really make a spleef match interesting? Was kind of what it boiled down to.
Yeah.
We were talking about, you know, actually trying to build in like information about the characters, you know, make people care about the players more than the actual game itself, and then put like change the paintings out for like advertisers and stuff that you could put around the rink and just really make it look like a professional sports like event. And then, you know, instead we made some stupid game show, I think.
Yeah. Bystander Tim in the chat room said, are we talking commentated PvP? And that is what I got from it, right?
Yeah.
It's esports commentary.
Multiple cameras, entertaining commentary, high production values. Yeah. And there's a video so you can see what kind of production values they're talking about.
They might do instant replays and slow-mo. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. It's esports, so just imagine, I guess, like watching a football game, right? Yeah. That kind of production.
Are there, Wolf, is there any PvP that you would be interested in watching?
I just get annoyed for anybody to just ask me to do it in the first place because I just get so much flag and I can't even like fight unless I just suck that much.
Yeah.
I mean, it could probably be made interesting, maybe with like map design and like. That'd probably be the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the commentator would have to know, like I said, it's more of knowing the individual and what they've done and, I don't know, how they came to be, but I would be weary at first.
Like, I mean, how do you, hey, he punched another block out from the board. He punched
another
block
another
out. Block.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Block. There's a third block. Oh, there's a fourth. Fifth is gone. Oh, he fell.
You know, in Ronnie J75's last event, he knocked out 47 blocks total.
He's like, digging straight down. Never do that. Yeah, I think...
We've got a creeper on the field!
He's streaking.
I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be neat just to see what comes out of it. If it does happen, it would just be entertaining. It'd just be kind of like you're watching, you're like, what am I watching? Like, is this for real?
Kind of like the girl staring at the camera for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
What's her name?
I forgot.
Anyway. So good luck with that. Good luck with that one. But, you know, good luck for real. I think it'd be neat.
Be interesting. Okay.
We didn't think some silly block game would do very well either.
So. That's true. That's true.
That's true. Let's see. We got audibletrial.com/theshaft for free books for everyone.
Everybody.
We got a free book for you, and a free book for you, and a free book for you. Just go. audibletrial.com/theshaft. Sign up for one. And,
and get your book on.
Get your book on.
And, you know, Kindle was giving away free books this week as well. If you own a Kindle, you don't there's like all kinds of free material on Audible that you get just for being a member there. And it's only like $14.95 a month. You get a credit for a free book plus 30% off everything else you purchase plus all the free crap they give away. So, yeah, audibletrial.com/theshaft. Free audiobooks.
I think Magabon is the girl we're talking about.
Yes.
I think she should read audiobooks.
Yes.
In her silent, weird, creepy ways. But yes, get a book. And what's this next bumper going to be?
Oh, God.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah. Short and sweet on that one.
Listener contributions.
Oh, God.
So, for this week, we have one here from Asian 7 to What's Up, Dead Workers. Just wanted to tell you guys how great you guys are doing with the podcast. I wanted to get started up with a gaming series, and I would like to have your opinion on the channel title. Chinese Takeout with Asian 7.
What do you think, Wolf?
Sounds legit.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Yeah. I can see it with all kinds of like highly stylized action letters, you know.
Yeah.
Should say like with a brown sauce.
Yes. Yes. A free egg roll with each video.
Free Robster
Fortune.
Crawl.
He could get you to read fortunes.
I can.
Each
yeah. I can.
Oh, yeah.
Fortune cookies.
Yeah, that could be the credits. A fortune cookie each week.
Free Robster Crawls.
Well, I can see it. That could be like the titles, right? It's a fortune cookie that breaks and the title comes yep. out
oh,
on
yeah.
the fortune.
Pring. I like yep. that.
Yeah. You don't even have to pay us for that one. Use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Free.
No, we should ask him to pay for it.
So, from the Duck Commando, a while ago I broke my iPod. Sad Aww. That I couldn't listen to the show. I used a computer at school, with permission, to burn a CD of the show. Returning home that night, I found that I didn't have a CD player. I went to my neighbor's house. He's a musician. And as of tonight, I believe that I am the only owner of the Shaft on tape.
Oh, wow.
Are you listening to that on your Sony Walkman?
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. On a tape.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one day we will destroy someone's tape player.
Yeah.
Just when the tape breaks and they yeah. gotta get all that stuff.
Mm.
And
they're like pulling out tape, like yeah. miles of tape.
Get out. Yeah. Use a pencil. Rewind it.
That's yeah. right. Yeah, the pencil.
So, and that's one that he doesn't actually mention. Does he actually listen to it? Like, does he have a tape player or does yeah. he just have it on tape? And he's like, I think it's on there.
Yeah.
He told me it was.
Mm. Okay. They didn't mention what kind of tape.
So, listener contributions have been kind of weak wow. this week. So, people need to go to shaftpodcast.com and click on that submit button and put in your questions and stuff. We only had three this week, it looks like.
We got one more. You want to read it?
Sure.
This is from Exilinder. What are your thoughts on the Minecraft devs adding solar panels, hoppers, and more Tekkit FTB items in general? Do you think this is taking away from the medieval fantasy field, or is this just more more items and options better? Now, we talked about a little. We talked about this during lunch, because we're all revitalized by this.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're more into Minecraft now than we were 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you're bringing up a good point that if they just threw all this stuff in there, it may be too complicated. It some kids, you yeah. know, getting into it. But we talked about if they could do it in some form of like ages or something, where they yeah. kind of work into the more advanced machineries, that might be a way that they could do that without putting too much on people too soon. But like we said, you can always go back to a later jar.
Yeah. But yeah, like, yeah. suppose you start off in Minecraft vanilla, and then if you get a regular single chest and you fill it up halfway up with wood and halfway up with cobblestone, you're able to advance to the next age. And in the next age, you get redstone power.
Yeah,
right?
I love this idea.
And so then, you know, you're able to do stuff. And then if you're able to take that same chest and fill it up with redstone dust, you can move on to the next era and you get, you know, like pistons and hoppers,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think that there's ways to, like, ease people in. And maybe it's a jumper at the beginning mm-hmm. of the game, you know, like a little selection when you make your world. But I think that would let people enjoy the technology growth without feeling like they have to understand the recipe for a thermiotic fabricator, you know, right. and the build craft pipes that file the everything out. You know, I mean,
it's like learning like 5 to 10 items at a time than learning 300.
Right.
Yeah. Because we kind of grew up with the game and learned the items along the way. Mm-hmm. Imagine jumping in today.
Yeah.
Not knowing a single thing about Minecraft. And you're like, oh, wow. You know, just overload.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same thing, too. Like I said, as soon as I join your Feed the Beast server, I'm going to be like, I have no idea where to start. Like, do I make a machine that does? I don't know. Like,
well, and I think that there's something there. I mean, like, you know, the way that original Minecraft, the way that he did the achievements in regular Minecraft is that once you started getting them, you could see what your next step might be to learn stuff by looking at the achievement chart. And I think that you could do that with achievements in technology-oriented Minecraft as well.
And I think something cool they could add into the achievement. What if, like, when you highlighted achievement, it actually, like, searched for wiki articles and videos on how to do what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, because they're so kind of closely tied with the community. And I think he stated that's kind of why they didn't put in more of a help tutorials and stuff in the game, is they like that community-driven aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another way to just kind of tie the game in with that, promote those people who are creating these basically help files for the game, as well, free content for the game, and ways to help people keep playing and not feel overloaded.
And Brent was actually saying you know, take it to the limit, you know, give us Minecraft universe pigs and planets and stuff, you know,
yeah,
make it so we're building rocket ships and flying other planets. Just make it happen in such a way that it's an evolution,
yeah,
as opposed to a giant smear of over information.
And that's like end goal stuff.
Yeah.
Like if there was some sort of end goal thing, like, I don't know, like with FTB, it's like, well, what do you want to build? Well, I want to build this thing that uses energy to pipe to this other thing that energizes, and it just, you know, everything is just like charging up, and it's all, you know, it's like, well, what is it doing? Oh, well, I got a lot of power. I got, and it's like, energy. What are you doing with that power? Well, I mean, I'm nothing. I'm just building it, having fun. It's like, well, what's the end goal? Like, let's not worry about the tools right now. Think about what you want to build, and then you have to do all this energy stuff and all these engines and combustible, yeah, you know, whatever.
Powering huge lighting grids or, you, yeah, know, powering a spaceship, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Like going to the moon and not using the portal gun is maybe.
Yeah, something. It would be a good thing. So, I mean, there are already a couple endgame items that you probably want to build, like the saber, right, and the, maybe the mining laser and stuff like that. But you have to build all the stuff first to create all the pieces that you need to create the thing. And then you have to build energy sources and stuff like that. But I just see too many people doing it the backwards. Like, they're just
interested in... Some of the coolest things that I would almost put in-game to me are some of the easiest things to make.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, the mining laser, the solar helmet, and the jetpack, and the boots... are some of the most, like, I want those immediately. Those are the most fun.
Yeah.
But what if it was harder to get that and I had to do this other stuff to get there? Would, yeah, I play, or would I learn the other machines more to get there?
Yeah.
Is this all scaring you, Wolf?
Very much so.
That's okay.
It's like, I would love to learn other machines to be more efficient so I can go out and venture and find random cats. That's why I like the battle towers and ruins and stuff like that, like different landscapes so I can explore and then go back home and be like, oh, look at my automated, like, you know, farm factory is going awesomely and I can plant more stuff or use wood and whatever. Like,
yeah,
that's what I see from like Eric's point of view, is like, where's the end goal? It's just like, I've got all these machines, I can make stuff, I can make, you know, 10,000 coal an hour. What am I gonna do? Make a crap load of torches and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do? Like,
light the world, baby.
I think that load begins with an F, not a C. Anyway, yeah. But like, I do know, have you done any mod stuff with have you ever played in the Twilight Forest?
Yes, I did a hardcore. I did a hardcore season with Twilight Forest.
Did you like it?
It needs, the only problem I see with that is that it needs more hostile mobs in the actual world itself, besides the actual like mazes and castles and stuff like that. Other than that, mm-hmm, it's just exploring, and there's nothing that can kill you unless you fall down a ravine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all that it is. It looks beautiful. It's beautifully done. I mean, it's gorgeous, but it needs something else added into the actual world to harm you or to do that. So that's the only drawback I see from Twilight Forest.
I did kind of like the fact, though, that there weren't just tons and tons of mobs ambushing you for no reason.
It's very peaceful.
Yeah.
But the other part of that is like the actual castles and like the Lich King or whatever else, like the actual mazes, they're actually somewhat more difficult. So this, that kind of a balance where you get like, oh, okay, I could peacefully walk like 500 blocks in one direction, and all of a sudden you meet a maze and you have to be like armed to the gill and make sure your swords and bows and arrows are good, and because like there's a lot of mobs that are around that can just totally whoop you, especially, yeah, in hardcore. So,
mm-hmm,
it's a nice balance in that respect. But I think that to have random stuff in the world itself would be nice.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Did you ever find a Hydra, by the way, when you played? In the Twilight?
I don't remember. I think it was my season 2 or 3, so I'm reaching season 6 this Tuesday, and my seasons have been going pretty like between 40 to 70 hours per each hardcore season.
Wow.
So far.
Wow,
so
okay.
It's been lasting quite a while, so I think Twilight Forest is now updated and they have more stuff in it, so I'm not sure if I actually reached one of those or not.
Because the Naga seems pretty straightforward and soloable, but a Hydra, I would love to see if somebody could solo a Hydra.
Yeah.
Like we were straight up cheating and we couldn't beat it. Like,
yeah.
With infinite arrows and like throwing TNT.
Yeah, the only thing,
it,
I finally
like,
just ended up flying up in his face with a jetpack and hitting him with a sword in creative mode.
Yeah. Because he breathes fire. There's like three heads or whatever. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And wait for the Lich King.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or something like
Excavation Station.
So,
show.
Astrogali added a special beginner to this. He said, I can't believe people are still submitting poop blocks for this segment.
I guess they are.
That's the way to get on the show. Yep. Mention poop blocks, right?
Yep. Poop blocks.
So our first thing is from OB3000, and this is villager drops. And these are recommendations for things that you think should be in the game. Villagers should have a small chance of dropping the items they were offering when you do a trade with them.
Whoa.
So in other words, you can walk into a village, see what everybody has to trade, and if you don't have what they offer, you could kill them for the small chance of getting them.
Okay, see, because already the horrible thing about it is, like, I went over to the village, and they're like, hey, give me 18 wheat, and I'll give you an emerald. And I'm like, oh, great, you've got a wheat farm right out here. Let me be right back. And then I go clean out their wheat farm and get a few emeralds for free. You know, it's like, I don't know. I think maybe there needs to be some changes with that.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, I know you probably don't want to put some kind of detection on, did you steal my wheat? But maybe they should have something kind of like, dude, you're stealing our wheat. I'm going to stab you.
Yeah, I'm not sure that really there should be any reward for slaughtering villagers. I just...
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, unless it's the whole faction idea from previous episodes.
Which I like. Mm. And the other villagers should be like pigmen. Yeah. They should all get angry if you start stabbing one of them. Realistically, yeah. That would really happen. Maybe a few would actually run away and cower, but like a few would stand up and be like, hey, dude, you know?
Like more,
unless you do it stealthily?
Iron.
Yeah, unless you do it without anybody seeing.
Do some Assassin's Creed off the hill in the backyard. So do you do a lot with villagers when you play Wolf?
No.
See, I don't really either.
I don't either.
No, it's just like, well, to play, I mean, to find emeralds in the first place is one thing. And then to do like the actual like trading, I still don't see any point.
Well, and their trades are so weird. Like, They're like, here, give me 18 wheat for an emerald, and then the guy next to him's like, give me an emerald and I'll give you shears. And I'm like, really? like, are y'all working together here?
It should be more like enchanted stuff or like rare items in the game. Like,
Yeah. Like, I think like I've seen a diamond sword for sale, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some stuff you can't just craft on your own, right?
Like,
some
I don't know if a lot of that stuff is randomized. Like, maybe they need to really focus in and, like, come up with, okay, this villager has this. This is what they sell every time. And then randomize what villagers you get with the village and really kind of work out a little better economy with it.
Yeah.
Because the first thing I do is, like, does it have a blacksmith? Because I know that has a chest with stuff I can steal.
Yeah.
Like, it's really
it's like, do they have carrots and potatoes? I got to go steal those.
So, I don't know. I love villagers and the ideas of it. I think they could use some love in a future patch, though.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Agreed.
Okay, this next one here is submitted by Jacko1178, who wants weighted detector rails. They go on to say, hey, guys, I think it would be cool if weighted detector tracks were added. If a chest cart with an items in were to go over one, it would set off the same strength of redstone signal as the weighted pressure plate would. Thanks.
Yeah.
Sure. They already have weighted pressure plates now. They just need to add it to the rails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, I don't. Yeah. We'll probably see that very soon.
It's a dinger.
Like that. Mm-hmm. That makes total sense.
Well, can you use a detector rail with a comparator somehow?
You could.
Yeah. I mean, if it's if it gives out like an analog.
Yeah. It's saying it gives it a strength, same strength as if it was a pressure plate.
Yeah.
So that may already kind of be in the game and work like that. Do some tests and try it out. Let us know.
So,
Nice.
That deserves a ding.
Ding.
Yeah, we like that. Yay!
Are we ready for pajamas?
Pajamas.
I think it's pajamas.
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 Submitted by Brian A.
Brine.
At night, when you move close to a bed, pajamas appear. on your avatar, and when you move away, they disappear. This only occurs at night. That's pretty cool.
But weird.
Like, it is weird. I mean, normally, you wouldn't have... Well, I guess if you put armor on, then your appearance changes. Yeah. But maybe when you're actually laying down sleeping, maybe not just walking close to it.
Yeah.
You know, because like while you're laying down, like having like some like little pant like boxers with little hearts on them would
and
be kind of funny.
Slippers with buttons.
You're not
going
to see yourself. Like you need like a mirror to see your pajamas for the split second that you actually lay down or something.
Yeah, but you could have like bunny slippers on, so because you know you're looking down at your feet.
No, you got to have Angry Bird adult footy pajamas. That's it.
Nice. Well, but and honestly, this is already there. I mean, just make your avatar with pajamas on it, and then.
That's you know, and then quickly it. Log back out and change your texture. Yeah. And, or yeah.
For the pajama party, you're going to be there for a while.
Go back.
Spin the bottle with the comparator.
I do still think you should be able to have a wardrobe where you can change like
outfits. Yeah, yeah. I do.
Yeah,
I like that.
Go put on my pith helmet.
You can suit up.
Yeah.
Like on. So, maybe what they could basically do is have basically how you create your avatars. They have clothing slots.
Yeah.
Which then they have clothing in game, which turns into that. Because I think the kind of the problem between like switching avatars immediately is it has to like download it from them and like load it in when you're loading in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so like doing it on the fly would cause some issues. But if it loaded in when you loaded in to begin with, then it should be all good.
I agree with it.
So make the pajamas an item that you can put on, a cloth suit or something.
Yeah.
Next, we have legendary enchantments, and this was submitted by Slashing Winds. They've put in enchanted books you can find, but how about some legendary enchants? You could find them in towers and fortresses. I like it.
Yes. Legendary enchants.
Yep.
It's all a fun part about exploring and things like that. Like, a lot of the different mods you get in, you can find different potions of randomness, and that's what's the cool part about exploring is you want to find those rare items. So,
yeah, and like rare mobs or something. I mean, that was one of the best things about EverQuest when we played, and I haven't really found an MMO that's kind of repeated the itemization they had. Like, they had items like you killed this one specific mob. It was a giant, and you got journeyman boots, which were right-clickable to give you a speed buff, and you could run faster. Well, that was just like, it didn't have like other stats or anything. It was just this one cool item that... You know, people tried to find this rare giant to kill to get him. Mm-hmm. So, like, what if there were, like, you know, rare mobs like that, a giant that, you know, and that was the only place to get that item.
Yeah. Mm.
A little less random. Great. But okay. So, this next one here is from Joe Beatskija. Is that right? removing the risk of dying? I think you should have the option to save a game, and when you die, you should have the option to either load a saved game or respawn normally.
Ooh.
Meh.
When you die, so you can...
I just don't think this is that game.
Yeah, it kind of isn't, right? It's a persistent world. It's like an MMO. You're not going to save the game in an MMO.
Yeah.
Like, if you do, you destroy the whole system. I mean...
Dogs and cats sleeping together.
Yeah, I just don't understand how that would work.
Yep. No.
True.
What about you, Wolf? What do you want to see in the game?
More mobs.
Bad mobs.
Like mo creatures would be perfect because it's natural.
Yeah.
It's already natural enough, so you might as well just add in just the mobs themselves, and then later on add ruins or like stuff like the strongholds, but make them more.
Yeah.
Random castles and random things like that. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, there should be some more, like, exploration benefits. I mean, because, like, when I find an abandoned mineshaft, I'm like, ooh, it's a mineshaft. But that's the extent of my ooh. Like, there should be more to it. There should be a reason I should be excited to see a mineshaft and not just a difference in scenery.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think one of the issues with doing, because I agree, I would love to see more of this stuff, but I wonder if the issue... that I could see is that, okay, if you know there's a cool castle that can be spawned in the world, would you be leery about actually starting until you found that cool castle? And then, you know, because it's kind of like, eventually I'm going to want to be near that castle because it's got all this cool stuff in it. So adventuring out and finding it, you know, 3 days away from my home, Now that's my journey to get to this place. I might as well move my stuff next to it. You might just start going, I'm going to journey and journey until I find the castle or download the seed where it's there. Yeah. Do you think that's the issue they're running against with doing that sort of thing? No? Okay.
I think there might be some legitimacy to that, but I also think that, like, if you're going to save waiting for that castle, you're going to save waiting for that castle. I mean, I don't think that's going to change the gameplay all that much. You might just get yourself up to a point to where you make a base and then you start traveling, and that's a different game than what most people play right now. It adds that new game, and I do think that there's a lot to be said for finding your own goal in the game, but there being motivators to have it be more than I will go to the end.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
That or like if they add in like castle and things like that, make them adventure mode so that you cannot just brick through a wall and get the chest and leave.
Yeah.
Like make specific ones that spawn into the world where it's just like there's only one entrance and it's a puzzle and you can't just go, I'm break a redstone, and then it's all of a sudden the puzzle is done with because you automatically broke it.
Yeah.
I think if there was an adventure mode for specific ruins or like structures that says this ruin cannot be broken at all with nothing, no diamonds, nothing like that, I think that would make it harder and more adventurous than just say, hey, look through the window, there's a chest, break two blocks, walk right in, steal the chest and leave.
Yeah,
like it's not cool. Or just I'll put ladders all the way up to the top, get to the top, get the loot and leave. Like, yeah. I think if you had say like you have to go through this door, but you have to enter this combination and you can't break through this wall or bypass the combination unless you actually solve the puzzle, I think that would be cool.
I think machines.
And like their temples, cool. I think they did a good job with that. Adding the traps to the temples kind of does something similar to that.
Yeah. Which I still haven't found.
Like a bedrock temple. But like I said, adventure mode is you can't break blocks. Just make specific structures that are placed in the game, make them adventure mode structures where they can't be broken. And only specific blocks in there to say like you walk around, you see like a wall of sand, the sand could be broken. Stuff like it'd probably be more MC edited than anything else, but yeah. I think people can make some cool structures and things like that to make them really interesting.
I like it.
Cool. I like it a lot. Oh, by the way, have you ever seen anybody play FTB and create like machines and stuff like that in the end? Like,
no.
Can you still go to the end?
Yeah.
You can, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have an end portal? We need to do that. Build some cool machines in there.
Because people start killing Endermen.
Yeah. We need eyes.
It's a lot to get to the end.
I mean, yeah, it's not easy. You got to find a stronghold.
Well, that's a good goal, though.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool. Yeah,
we'll go in there with nanosabers.
Yeah, right? Get all armed up. Like, shoot the dragon with a mining laser or something.
We'll have a raid, like 40 people going in there at the same time.
There you go. I mean, with a scatter shot, you could probably kill a dragon, right?
And everyone around you.
I think it'd be cool. Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, I set a forest on fire.
40-man raid.
But I put it out with a mining laser on explosive.
You caught the Enchanted or Twilight Forest. Man, the Twilight Forest goes up in flames quick. Like, it's so flammable over there. It's, like, so dry. Like, no humidity. Place is crazy.
What else? I also saw a double chasm the other day. That was really cool.
All the way?
Yeah, it made me... I was just like this, in awe.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
That's how I felt.
Double chasm.
Double chasm.
All right. So the first thing we got here is...
Avril's and Ken Ravine.
Ken Ravine. 100% automatic chicken farm. Redditor Smelly String caught the attention of Examiner.com with their fully automated chicken farm produced with the new items from the latest snapshot. Depending on the operating mode, the farm can store eggs, use them to make new chickens, or harvest the birds.
Nice.
This is a crazy cool machine. It's got hoppers, and it uses the new redstone block.
That's cool.
Pretty amazing. So, yeah, killing chickens.
Let's say if you need to spend more money and you don't want to sponsor an episode, you can go on over to Jinx and get yourself a pickaxe bottle opener for the steel price of $19.99.
That's so, a steal.
Astragali goes on to say, since Christmas has come and gone, perhaps it'd be good for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, sure.
Valentine's Day.
That's the ticket. My wife would love that. So, next we have a video. This is the New Year special, the Year of Awesome. Finn's Graphics has put together a speed art project saying thanks to the Minecrafters who made 2012 awesome for him, including In the Little Wood, Fire UK, and Verida.
It's very cool. Yeah. We're not in there. We didn't make 2012 awesome. Yeah. I think.
Listen.
But no, go check it out.
I know.
The next one, Moving Blocks, submitted by Faithful Cupid. This awesome stop motion animation within Minecraft is the work of RX Reckon HD, who took 3 weeks putting this all together. It's really amazing. It's stop motion in the game, like, so there's no people walking around. It's like all blocks and they're moving and houses are being built, and it's like, it really looks like a crazy amount of work involved. Cool.
And then this last one we have here, this is a video. It's a fully automated, self-organizing hopper storage system.
Yeah.
This is an amazing, this is really cool. And basically what it is somebody made a mob grinder. And then they made it so that all the items that came down using just the stuff in the snapshot. So, I mean, this, it's not quite vanilla yet, but it will be vanilla in 1.5. You're able to build a system that separates out all the stuff into different chests. So all the gunpowder goes in one chest, all the strings in another, all the arrows in another. And the way they do it is by using an almost full hopper. And once it gets even more almost full, it dumps out some of them. So that as items are floating by the hoppers, they don't get sucked in unless they're the item that's already in that hopper. Because there's no room to put more than one item in there. So, like, there's an arrow hopper and a string hopper, and the hopper's full except for about 40 spaces. And so then it'll fill up with more arrows, and then when it gets to within 20 of the end, it'll spit a bunch out along the path to the final destination.
Yeah.
So it basically organizes all the items using what will be vanilla Minecraft. Awesome. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And there's one more link I want to get in the show notes, or not show notes. Yeah, show notes for this week is we're going to start putting up the maps we use on a MinecraftWorldMap.com. It's really cool. I used this week to put up the at Brent Copeland world, the FTB server world, and our snapshot world. And basically you can see, you know, like the web view of it without actually having to go onto the map. But it's also lets you download it if you want to download it and, you know, play with the map itself. So every time we do a snapshot video, we're going to do it on the same map. So then we can just keep uploading that map. So if you like some of the inventions we put on there, you'll be able to just download them and grab them at your leisure.
Leisure. Yeah, that's a great site, too, that you found. You upload maps and it'll auto-generate a 3D map view of it so you can look around at it. And also, it hosts your file, and also it pulls the seed out, and it displays that on the page, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never even seen that site before, but
it was super easy. I mean, you just upload your world zip and a thumbnail, and a Nightbot got mad at me. But anyway, and it takes a little bit sometimes to render. If there's a lot of people, like, in line, it has a queue system. But for the most part, it took about 10, 15 minutes to get a map up there. And updated when I screwed up and put the wrong things.
That's MinecraftWorldMap.com. But nice. Look in the show notes and you'll see the map that we uploaded. Are we going to upload our old FTB, the one with the big hole in it?
No, because that's gone.
Oh, it's gone completely.
Our new
now?
FTB server is on the same server. So
oh, gotcha.
We blew that one away and
repurposed
it. Just added some RAM.
Some quest RAMs.
Some Quest Rams. Speaking of Quest Rams, if you want to watch videos about Quest Rams, I'm sure you can find one on Netflix.
Of course.
Somewhere. I think Cheers did an episode about Quest Rams. Just go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, and you're going to get a free month of Netflix, all the movies and TV shows you want to watch on us.
Yes.
Here you go.
Yeah.
You get free Netflix, and you get free Netflix, and you
and you
free videos.
So put down the headphones from your Audible trial for a minute and try out Netflix, or you know, do it next month.
I've been watching. I've been watching Avatar: The Last Airbender, the whole like cartoon series. That's what I've been watching lately.
Oh yeah,
I've been doing Supernatural.
We're excellent. On
season 7, I think. Good show.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It gets much better after season 2.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And I guess
I watched some crappy 80s movies that I'm not even going to mention. Crap.
You know, speaking of crappy 80s movies, do you remember the one with what was it? With Tom Selleck and Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons?
The future with the robots.
Oh, Kissing the Phantom of the Park?
No, oh, man. I'm going to find this real quick. But anyway, there's these robots in the movie, and it's kind of like a futuristic thing, and they've programmed these robots that, like, come out, and they crawl on you, and then they inject, like, stuff in you and kill you.
Is this the 70s?
Runaway was the movie.
Runaway.
Thank you, Clyde Frog. It's an awesome movie. I really love the movie. I'll be honest with you. Tom Selleck, who doesn't love Tom Selleck, right? Gene Simmons, I was a big KISS fan, so.
But they're young, I guess, right?
Fairly young, but, I mean, it was Gene Simmons started doing movies, so it was 80s.
Okay.
But anyway, what I'm getting at is, you know those little robots that they sell now, the Hex Bugs?
Yeah.
Well, they came out with a bigger one that's a robot, and it is the exact thing. And my son will, like, it has a remote, and it was crawling up on me, and I just had flashbacks of scary movies. Isn't that what you wanted to hear about? Anyway, Runaway. You can see it on Netflix. So go right now and get you a free month at netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Do you watch much Netflix, Wolf?
No.
Why not?
He's streaming all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Streaming, eating, and sleeping.
That sounds like a horrible, horrible life.
It's not. It sounds horrible, but it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. So, what do you got coming up next? What's your next big thing?
This series coming out tomorrow with all the mods. It's fine to add some. I may add like soul shards. You can make your own spawners. Maybe one or two more things, and then just go on to have your recording with this new series. I mean, that's going to be the big one. So I'm looking forward. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
soul shards.
We'll have to get a link to that and put it in the show notes too under sightings.
What do you have planned for like a year down the road, or like 6 months? Like, do you have any crazy long term, like, I really want to do this thing, but I never get around to it, that kind of thing?
There's always something to do, right? Write more music, create more random, do some more IRL videos, like, think out of the box.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different things I want to do in such a little time. It's like, I'll never be bored because there's always something to do, so.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're going to be going to PlayOnCon with us this year, right?
Going to PlayOnCon, yes. I'm going to PAX too. PAX East.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
We're trying to make it to PAX East.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
We're trying.
How long is the drive from here? Someone was telling me it's longer than I thought
it
was.
It's in Boston?
Yeah.
It's about 14 hours. 12, 14 hours.
Is that it? Someone was telling me like 19 or 20.
No. I was getting worried.
Plane tickets are $300 right now.
Yeah.
I checked up on that. I don't know.
So we're looking for a sponsor. You want to sponsor our trip to PAX? We'll wear your T-shirts as we're walking around PAX.
We did sign up for a panel.
We'll give away your stickers. We'll spread the good news of your whatever it is you do.
Add a chip-in link down below too.
Yeah.
Send the chef to PAX.
We'll do that.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Wolf.
Yeah, you have all the good ideas. We're gonna copy you. When we grow up, we want to be just like you, Wolf.
Just don't let Brent blow up your house.
And I do want to give a big shout out to all of our mods. Thank you guys so much for what y'all do. Y'all make the streams and the servers and everything a wonderful place to be for everyone, including us. So if you haven't gotten on the FTB server and you want to, just let me know and we'll get you whitelisted. If you've been a guest on the show, let me know. We'll get you whitelisted. People are having fun on there. And
also, we need to get some proper branding. That way, maybe if you want to do a series or anything on the
it's the block
the
party
server,
block party.
Yeah, we're calling it the block party. But you know, come up with a logo. That way, you can. You don't have to use it,
block
but
party.
You can use the logo in your series. So it's like an icon. Yeah. You know.
What was that, Wolf?
Poop block party.
Poop block party.
Lovely.
So you can also find out other people that are buddies with Wolf. You can come and watch the pack on Twitch.
Yes, sir.
Check out other pack members. We're part of the pack.
Yes.
Party pack.
Party pack. Family. I like that.
Party pack.
Party.
Dysfunctional family.
Yeah, that too.
I don't think it's dysfunctional. I think it functions just fine in really bizarre and creative and foul and inhuman ways.
Yeah. Exactly.
little radioactivity never hurt anybody. A little fallout. Never actually did hurt people. So we'll be back next week with 116. Who's on next week?
I have no clue.
Oh.
Go to theshaftpodcast.com and find out.
Mystery guest.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. When the going gets tough, the tough gets the shaft.